Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The New England Patriots have picked up where they left off at the Super Bowl by winning the NFL season opener to fanfare, but possibly a little more controversy in Foxborough last night. The Pats beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 28-21 after a pregame ceremony that featured the unveiling of the Pats' fourth championship banner. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch was at the game last night to see the Pats begin their title defense after a drama-filled offseason. He joins us now in the studio. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Bob.
In addition to seeing the new banner last night and celebrating the victory, fans also, in some ways, desperately wanted to see their starting quarterback, didn't they?
Yeah, desperately, absolutely. It was only last week that he was finally cleared to play. Tom Brady got the okay from a federal judge who threw out his four-game suspension, and fans gave him a huge welcome. They brought back the Brady, Brady chant from last year, and one fan had this sign. It showed four Super Bowl trophies and a scale representing the justice system, and it said, another win for Tom Brady.
And he had a pretty good night on the field.
He had a great night throwing the ball. He set a franchise record of 19 consecutive pass completions. Not a lot of yards, mainly shorter throws, but he was very efficient. He threw four touchdown passes. Brady looked like the reigning Super Bowl MVP, which is what he is. And after the game, he said he did not let that court fight with the NFL over the Deflategate scandal throw off his focus.
I mean, you don't really forget how to play football, I think, in the 7 months. So it was nice to be out there.
All right. So he said, nice to be out there. It was a nice win last night. But the Patriots did, at the end, win by only one touchdown. How did they look?
Well, the offense looked good. The offensive line has a few rookies, and they gave Tom Brady enough protection to make those passes. Rob Gronkowski caught three of those touchdowns. He punctuated them with his trademark spike. The other receivers were pretty busy in the mix. And just seeing the offense clicking already in the first game of the season got fans like Damian Anarino from Cranston, Rhode Island, pretty pumped.
Oh, my God, it was awesome. The only thing that disappointed me is I really wanted to put up about 130 points. But as long as they win the game, it doesn't matter.
And the Pats' defense, well, let's just say it was just good enough to help the team win. There are a lot of new faces on that side of the ball. They gave up some big pass and run plays. The Steelers, you know, for instance, were without their starting running back. They played D'Angelo Williams. He's kind of a journeyman running back. He tore up the Pats for 165 yards. But the defense did step it up at the goal line, stopping the Steelers on the doorstep, forcing some field goals that were missed.
The game last night was not only the Pats' home opener, it was the first game of the 2015 regular season for the NFL, the National Football League, and it came after all the Deflategate controversy over the past few months. And I'm wondering, how did the fans treat the occasion in that way?
Well, you could definitely feel some resentment toward the league and toward fans of other teams that, you know, Pats fans consider just jealous. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, who got in that public court fight against Tom Brady, he did not attend the game. And at one point, fans were chanting this. They were taunting, basically, where is Roger? And a lot of fans felt like this game was a bit of a statement after everything that happened and after some more news reports this week that it have again conjured up the notion that the Patriots are cheaters.
And last night's game wasn't without its own controversy, too. For Patriots suspects and critics, there was a telecommunication problem last night that was being talked about.
Well, you know the coaches on the sidelines, they wear those headsets. Coaches up in the booth talk to coaches down on the field, and Steeler head coach Mike Tomlin complained that for the majority of the first half, his coaches were hearing the Patriots radio broadcast, considering, you know, that they had to hear the highlights of Rob Gronkowski scoring a touchdown. They probably did not want to hear that, and they said that they couldn't communicate with each other, and he said that's always the case at Gillette. But Patriots head coach Bill Belichick said his side had problems, too.
We had a lot of problems. We had to switch headphones a couple times. Almost had to switch helmets with Brady there at the end. Couldn't get the plays into him. So it was it was a problem all night.
Now, NFL officials provide this equipment, and a league spokesman blamed the issue on a power infrastructure issue and the rainy weather last night. They said once they fixed it, everything worked properly. But if you're around the water cooler today and somebody uses the word headset gate, that's what this is.
You know, it's funny. You and I are wearing headphones right now in the studio, and I can hear Patriots audio.
I can hear you just fine, Bob.
WBUR's Kurt Nikisch, thanks for coming in. Thanks for going to the game last night and coming in this morning.
You got it.